You might remember on yesterday's show, the former Labour Party spin doctor Alistair Campbell has called for the UK to adopt minimal pricing on alcohol. The journalist Chris Ryder with us this morning. Morning, Chris.
Stephen.
Morning. And Andrew Dougal from the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke Association. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, it's interesting this because Alistair Campbell, Chris Ryder, basically saying, look, we've got such a problem in the UK with drink now that we're blind to the consequences and we've got to have a minimum price of alcohol to sort it out.
Well, I think Alistair falls into the category of the reformed zealot. He admits himself that he had a serious alcohol problem. He doesn't drink now, and he's on this mission to get minimum price of alcohol introduced. Now, I think that's wrong. There certainly is abuse of drink, and there certainly are people who suffer from alcohol abuse. But to penalise the whole of society for the misdemeanours of a minority is, in my view, entirely wrong. And the vast majority of people buy their drink, they consume it responsibly, and they benefit from the offers and rivalries between the various supermarket and all sections chains.
Go on, Andy.
Well, I think the situation is that moderate drinkers will not be affected at all. Research has shown in Canada that a 10% increase in the average minimum price across all alcohol beverages would result in a 3.4% decrease in total alcohol consumption. It also in Canada shows that a 10% increase in average minimum alcohol prices would result in a 32% reduction in deaths caused by alcohol. Now, this is certainly something that's very meritorious, and it's rather sad that our Prime Minister has lost the moral courage to go see this through. And I would hope that our own Minister, Edwin Poots, along with his colleagues in Scotland, would go ahead and forge the way within the United Kingdom to protect young people, to protect those people from hospital admissions and from death caused by alcohol.
Yes, but you don't do that by penalising the entire community. You've got to go to the point of the trouble. There are drink promotions in nightclubs and that sort of thing, which lead to excessive drinking on the part of young people. That needs to be controlled. The behaviour of young people on the street when they abuse drink, that needs to be looked at. And there are a number of routes by which people with alcohol problems can be helped. But to penalise the vast majority of people who drink responsibly, who benefit from the price wars between the rival suppliers, is wrong. It's a principle. It's nothing to do with whether it reduces alcohol consumption or anything of that sort. It's wrong in principle for a nanny state to dictate everything to people. They must get their choice, and if there are problems, then those problems must be tackled remotely and locally. Not
if the minimum price is 50p,
with a blanket approach to everything.
It would mean that a bottle of wine could not be sold under £4.70. Now, £4.70 for a bottle of wine is really, really cheap. And that's what would result in a 50p minimum price for alcohol. So it's not a huge thing. And it will not affect moderate drinkers. The research has shown that. In Canada, it's proven that hospital admissions are reduced, deaths are reduced. In Northern Ireland alone,
we could expect
to have 3,500 fewer admissions to hospital because of alcohol.
In case people get injured or damaged by playing sport. You know, the principle is wrong. You've got to have the freedom of the individual has to be paramount here. And if there are problems, then the problems need to be addressed.
People's freedom to drink is not being affected whatsoever. We've had increases in taxation on tobacco, and that has resulted in many people quitting the tobacco habit, which kills 2,300 people every year in Northern Ireland. And we believe that this minimum pricing could reduce in 108 fewer deaths each year in Northern Ireland caused by alcohol.
It's really interesting stuff. Andy and Chris, thank you very much indeed.